It's the first time we've done it, and we're not aware of anyone else who's done it in the industry, but it allowed us to run our boilers while we carried out our bagasse system maintenance, which was very useful, instead of coal.
What are the pros and cons, really, of using the macadamia shells?
Good thing is it's renewable energy, so it grows back next year and we can get some more. That's probably the main point. It's a good fuel. The cons are that there's not enough to run for a longer period of time, but it was still useful for what we wanted to do.
Are the shells as effective as, non-renewable fuels?
It's a lower calorific value, but then also so is bagasse. So we're sort of used to handling fuel. So you need more area to store, and the handling equipment needs to be modified to cope with it, but that's not a huge impost.
Is it quite cost effective for you to purchase the shells?
Yeah, it is, and that's part of the reason of doing it, to avoid using fossil fuel and not spend any more money, so it's a pretty good outcome.
Do you have any plans to further increase your use of the shells in powering the operations at the mill?
Well, at the moment we're pretty well limited to that supply. It really depends on the number of nuts grown, but that pretty well works for what we want to do with our maintenance on our bagasse system.